Steph, good morning.
Good morning. So we're going to start things off with a surprise self-titled album from Better Oblivion Community Center. Have you heard of them?
I have not, no.
Well, that's because it's a new project between singer-songwriters Phoebe Bridges and Connor Oberst, who some may know from his work in the band Bright Eyes.
Yeah. I know Bright Eyes quite well, yeah.
So this partnership between them is rather lovely. It actually started very early on in 2017 when Phoebe was, you know, demoing her debut solo album and sent it off to Connor, who became a huge champion for her music and essentially a bit of a mentor, I guess. Took her onto tour, they collaborated on stage, and now they're in the they've been in the studio and recorded this debut album under this new project name. And, you know, they're two singer-songwriters that I think are cut from a very similar cloth. They're both very confessional and honest in their songwriting, drawing from experiences and, you know, wordsmiths that are extremely skilled at punching out those one-liners that, you know, you can quote on afterwards. And there's heaps of folky numbers here with strokes into indie pop and rock. It's consistent without being boring, and it feels worn without being tired. So let's take a cut from it now. This is Dylan Thomas from Better Oblivion Community Center.
It's very cool.
Yeah, and I love how their voices kind of blend together really well. You've got Phoebe, kind of this new school version of that type of music that was really big and popular around the 90s, yeah.
Do we know, is Dylan Thomas, is it named after someone or is that just a random name?
I think it's named after an American poet.
Oh, cool.
Yes, so I've got to fact check that, but I was trying to look around for a reference and like, who is this Dylan Thomas they're talking about? but I think it is an American poet.
Very cool. What else have we got?
So we're going to move on to the fifth studio album from American band Beirut. It's called Gallipoli. And it started when frontman Zach Condon returned to the same vintage organ that he used to write a lot of the first two Beirut albums. And he inherited that organ from a traveling circus.
Of course he
when
did.
When he was a teenager.
Of course he
yeah,
did.
Yeah, he worked in like a local foreign theatre gallery space, and this keyboardist for the circus left it behind. It was broken, it had keys missing, but he fixed it, and he's still got this organ from those first two albums, which I think came out in 2006. Like, really, yeah, so it's come a long way. Still at his parents, but he got it shipped to where he was and started composing this album.
Of course. That's the most amazing organ story.
Look, if you're familiar to the band, you'll see them returning at their finest. If you're new to them, there's a lot to sink your teeth here, with it being a very distinct Beirut album, especially those Balkan influences coming through. And of course, it wouldn't be a Beirut album without some very pleasing organ and horn arrangements that swell to really heady heights. It's a rich and gorgeous record, and playing underneath now is a track called Family Curse from Beirut and their album Gallipoli.
I love that underneath all of that, you can still hear the organ coming through.
Yeah, and if you were wondering if they did what the title of the album is named after, yes, it is Gallipoli, the island town, which the band did go to and explore and did a bit of recording there as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, what have we got taking us out today?
So we're going to finish off with the debut album from Sydney three-piece key out. It's called What Do You See? And this one's produced by Jay Walker, aka Machine Translations, who's also worked on, you know, some Paul Kelly records, Holly Throsby as well. All three musicians are in key out, you know, are no strangers to the stage, but this new incarnation shows that there's always room for fresh inspiration here. There's a dreamlike quality to a lot of these songs and melodic lines that really fold into each other, and a big textured wall of sound with a lot of cut and thrust, I think. So we're going to take it out with Key Out and a song of theirs called I See.
Thanks so much, Steph.
Thank you.